About 3,000 sub-Saharan migrants remain stranded in the western Libyan town of Sebha, which has been under attack from anti-Gaddafi forces. Humanitarian agencies say food, water, and shelter are in very short supply. Most of the migrants in Sebha, about 2,000, are from Chad. The rest are from the Horn of Africa, Middle East, and Asia, and their numbers are growing.
They've been arriving in significant numbers in the past few days as the situation in Sebha worsens. Reports that we're getting from the ground from the Chadian deputy councillor in Sebha says that overnight from Sunday to Monday there was fighting throughout the night.
That's Jemini Pandya of the International Organization for Migration, which has a transit center in the town.
People are clearly feeling very scared and threatened and are seeking refuge where they can. And for migrants, it's in our center.
The IOM has now rented a compound adjacent to its center to try to accommodate their increasing numbers.
The situation in the town has become increasingly difficult. The food is becoming very scarce. There's no running water and no electricity. And those conditions are replicated exactly in our center. IOM's local staff who are working there are providing whatever food that they can get. But the fact that we've got ever-increasing numbers of people arriving, combined with the fact that there is less and less food available for us to buy in Sebha, means that it's becoming an increasingly difficult and worrying situation for both us and for the migrants.
IOM wants to evacuate the migrants by road, but it's simply too dangerous. A safe corridor is yet to be negotiated, and there's little fuel available for trucks. The flow of fuel to the town stopped when Tripoli fell to forces loyal to the National Transitional Council. There are problems elsewhere for sub-Saharan migrants as well. Between February and early September, more than 75,000 migrants fled Libya into Niger. Many had passed through the northern town of Dirku. Lately, it's been difficult to evacuate them from Dirku to safer, better-supplied areas.
In the past few weeks, since the fall of Tripoli in particular, there has been a surge in the number of arrivals of sub-Saharan Africans into Niger. These aren't mainly Nigerians, but actually represent many, many different West African nationalities, particularly Nigerians, actually, who have been telling our IOM staff on the ground in Dirku, where we have a transit center, that they're fleeing now because of the targeting of sub-Saharan Africans in Libya.
IOM had been evacuating the migrants from Dirku to Agadez, the main town in northern Niger. From there, the migrants are taken to Niamey and then to their home countries. But in the last 2 weeks, IOM has had problems getting trucks and fuel, and there's also been a lack of military escort for those convoys. That resulted in several thousand migrants awaiting transport in Dirku, which is not equipped to handle that many people for a prolonged period. IOM, the Niger Red Crescent Society, and other agencies have managed to provide 3 meals a day and health checks. The agencies, though, received good news Monday night. A Niger military escort was made available for a convoy to carry 1,000 migrants from Dirku to Agadez. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.